Success stories and interviews with game changers and thought leaders who have overcome both in life and in business. Welcome to Vertical Momentum.
Well, welcome back, VM Nation. I'm your host, Richard Kaufman. This is going to be an amazing episode, guys, but warning, it might trigger you. There's a lot of serious subjects we're going to talk about today, and a lot of them is near and dear to my heart. Like addiction, recovery. So guys, make sure you get a pen and paper out. You're going to want to listen to this, and you're going to want to jot down the information at the end. Alexis, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so grateful for what you guys are doing. Patrick Faulkner, from the Knock and Talk podcast, hooked us up. So, how are you guys doing today?
Great. Excited to be here.
All right. Who do we got on the phone today?
William Joseph Roberts from Three Ravens Publishing.
How are you doing, my friend?
Doing good, man. Just getting things set up here.
All right. So, as you guys know, if you guys listen to my show, I am a recovering addict. I have PTSD, a traumatic brain injury. Also, right up my alley. So, who wants to start off and give me a quick down of what you guys are about?
Well, I can start off and let you know how I got connected with William. So, my name is Lexi, and I also am a survivor of abuse, a suicide attempt survivor. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, homelessness. I don't have the TBI, sir, so you've got me on that. But all the other things I can relate to. And my mental health journey has been a long one, but I've overcome all that. And I found healing in jiu-jitsu. So my professor, I trained jiu-jitsu at Combat Base McKinney, Texas, under Professor Alan Shabaro. He was a Green Beret, and he started a foundation called WeDefy. They give combat disabled vets jiu-jitsu scholarships to help them overcome their post-traumatic stress. So I wanted to do something to raise money for the foundation because they've helped me so much in overcoming my mental health struggles. And so I decided to collect OEF, OIF veterans, artwork, short stories, poetry, whatever writings that they may have from their time in service. And I'm going to publish them in a book, and it's called Your Call is Important to Us. And that is a sort of a dig at the VA system and how when you call them, you get put on hold after they tell you that. So it's a little joke about the VA. William reached out to me when I made a post on a veterans face group and offered to publish the book. So I'll turn it over to him for that piece.
So, William, tell us a little bit about your story.
You broke up there.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
I'm an F-15 mechanic by trade. Did 10 years in service. Jumped around the world, deployments, all that good stuff. Started writing just as I was getting out. And it's been one hell of a journey of trying to learn how to go about the business of writing and jumping into publishing and things like that. But like Lexi said, I caught her post over on Roll Call, one of the groups on Facebook that a bunch of veterans hang out at. And she was trying to get poetry and stories and things like that gathered together. And I just straight up asked her, hey, do you have somebody publishing this yet? Because, I started my own little publishing house, Three Ravens Publishing, with a couple of author friends of mine. And publishing a book isn't anything. We do it all the time. So, helping them to get that part out of the way takes a load off of them. You know, Lexi's heading this thing up. She's going through. She's reviewing all the submissions and the, you know, the poetry and the stories and all that. And when we get everything collected together, we're going to put it together on our end, do the formatting, get it laid out, and do something good. Because, you know, worst I ever saw was, you know, we had snipers over in Doha. We had dudes over on the buildings in town with shoulder-mounted rockets walking onto the jets taking off. But I never saw combat, and I know I've got my own PTSDs. So these boys and girls that have seen straight-up combat, you know, anything that I can do to help them is good, because they need it.
Now, what do you think caused your...
What is that?
What do you think caused your PTSD?
Combination of a lot of crap. I mean, I grew up in the hills of southern West Virginia. I've been chased out of those hills by pretty much everything in West Virginia that wants to eat you. Bobcats, Black Panthers, bears, you name it, it's chased me. I've done so many stupid things over the years. I've blown myself up multiple times. So, you know, there's no telling what it's from. It could be from boot camp, or, you know, the couple of times I almost died working on the jets. You get too close to an intake, and that vortex gets a hold of you and starts to drag you back. Well, you know, it's not a very good thing.
Yeah, that background noise is pretty bad. Now, you know, I love what you guys are doing. Trying to, you know, a lot of people hear that number 22, but they don't realize that the number is actually more along the lines of 44, because only 50% of the states actually report suicides. So that number is much, much higher, and it's a great thing that you guys are doing to combat it. So, Alexis, tell us your story.
She dropped out, it looks like, because she was the one reverbing. I don't know if it's her fan or what's going on there.
Hopefully she'll try to get back on again.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, this whole project is her brainchild. Eric's here, so he could tell about his side of the thing.
Eric, my brother, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate you having us on.
Oh, man. You know, anything I can do to help save a life, even if one person hears this, it's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I completely agree. And, yeah, I mean, it's really awesome. This whole project, I wholeheartedly believe in. So I'm really happy that it's getting this exposure, getting this momentum, and the word's really getting out there. As well as all the interest coming in from it. So, like my background, I served 6 years in the Georgia Guard and then did 6 months in the Army Reserve, and now I'm in the Air Guard. And all the while, I've been pushing my own higher education. So I'm currently in the last, I've got one more semester left of my grad program for a Master of Fine Arts. And my thesis work is about bringing creativity to the veteran community. Because a lot of them, when they hear the word art, they think of like the gallery scene, like the banana tape to the wall and stuff like that. So they think it's not for them, it's inaccessible, whatever. So there's all these creative opportunities that I think they lose out on because of their like preconception of what art, quote unquote, should be. So for me, my philosophy is if they have a way in, they start to, they lower their defenses about art and see what art can do. So I'll take vets out to the range and I'll have them tape off canvases and designs, like whether it be animals or geometric designs or whatever they want to do. And then we'll strap a bunch of Tannerite to paint cans and blow it up. And so after doing something like that, a lot of them want to know more about what's going on. They want to know more about, well, what else is painting my firearm art? Is wood carving art? Is designing like custom pieces for my motorcycle art? Like, yes, all of that is this creative expression, this creative outlet. So when Lexi reached out to me and told me about this, you know, immediately I was like, this is amazing. And, you know, I like the idea that showing the community at large what art can be, and that their peers, their fellow service members, they're all doing this. And I think it's just such an important thing, because creativity unlocks a different part of the brain. And when you do it with other vets, you restore that sense of community and camaraderie. And I think that's just so important.
And, you know, Floyd, one thing, like when I lost my vision, picking up the guitar was something that I consider an art form. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, the world's okay if you talk about it. But I can totally understand where, you know, just drawing can help a lot. You know, well, and just getting it out of your own head for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything, and, you know, their music is absolutely tapping into that same well of creativity. And creative thinking, it applies to everything. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize is, when you're learning to draw, you're learning to paint, you're learning guitar, you're actually teaching your brain creative problem solving. And that can apply no matter what you're doing in life. Is you're building those skill sets, you're building those abilities. So it's not just about creating, quote unquote, the art. You're really developing yourself cognitively through creative.
So Alexis, tell us a little bit about you and about your military service.
Yes, sir. And sorry, is there still a lot of feedback coming through my computer?
Well, when you're talking, no, it doesn't.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not sure what to do about that.
It's okay.
Well, so I am a Navy veteran. I joined in 2004. And I had, my story is that I ran away from home at 16 and got into an abusive relationship. So I was verbally, physically, mentally, all the ways that you could be abused. That's what I was living in for several years, until my little brother, I found out that he was graduating from Marine Corps boot camp. So I went to see him graduate. And that was a miracle in itself, because the monster never let me leave the house. And for some reason, he allowed me to go to this graduation. And when I saw my brother in that uniform, and I was so proud of him, I went back to my prison, basically, and it was no longer okay. Like, I saw that the world was bigger. And so I ended up escaping from him. And several months later, I found out that my brother was going to Iraq, to Fallujah. And I didn't want him to have to serve alone and go through that alone. So I went to the recruiter's office, and I found out that the Navy could station me near my brother. I couldn't beat infantry at that time, but I got stationed Greenside Navy as an RP in the chapel, a chaplain's assistant. And so I got stationed on my brother's base, just on the opposite side from the infantry. So I got to be there both times that he came back from Iraq, and to be there to support him.
Okay, so how did your military service go? Did you suffer any kind of traumatic trauma in country?
Yes, sir. So about a year into my enlistment, the monster got a hold of my cell phone number, and hearing his voice, I was doing really well in the Navy. I had been a hardcore drug addict before joining, and I had given up everything cold turkey to enlist. So I hadn't used anything since enlisting. When I heard his voice, all of that trauma came back that I had been pushing down. And so the only thing that I knew to do as a young person with no emotional intelligence was to find some pot and start smoking. And in my uneducated at the time, I didn't know any other tools. So I went and I broke the rules. I started smoking pot because it was making me feel okay, that I could function throughout each day. And in my head, I thought, well, it's better than going back to using cocaine and ecstasy and all the things that I had been doing. So I thought I was making a good choice at the time. So I got caught smoking pot and got kicked out of the Navy. And during the transition, you know, there's a time when you have to go to the little classes to transition out. And in that interim, I decided just to give up because I had been trying really hard to be good and it wasn't good enough. So the Navy didn't want me any longer. And so I just started drinking and smoking more than ever, and even went back to hard drug use. And I went to an off-base party with a bunch of Marines one night right before getting out. And I suffered from a military sexual trauma. So it made it even worse. So then when I got out, I didn't have anywhere to go and I became homeless and just continued a downward spiral after that.
So, you know, like I said, I'm a recovering addict with over 33 years clean. And I can tell you the exact moment that I had my come to Jesus moment. Tell us your exact moment, your come to Jesus moment, when you decided, all right, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
So I've had several of those moments. Unfortunately, relapse has been part of my journey several times. But my big, after enlistment, I was homeless for about 6 months. And then I was just traveling around, staying as high as I could on whatever I could because I didn't want to feel anything. And so I had a bunch of things happen up to this point, but I ended up getting back to California because my little brother was in the hospital with a traumatic brain injury, and he was possibly dying after his second tour in Iraq. And so I had to get back to him. And so I went back to California, and I was staying with my mom and some friends of hers in San Diego so that we could visit him in the hospital. And he survived, got out of the hospital, got discharged from the Marine Corps. And the people that we were staying with said, where are you going to go, young lady? And I told them I'm going to go back to the streets. And they said, we don't want that for you. We know a place that you can get on your feet and get clean and sober. We'll take you there right now. And so those people offering me that option was my come to Jesus moment. And I quit hard drugs forever at that point. Alcohol would take a few more times to kick, but that was my big moment.
Okay, so now take us back, because you know, what were some of the steps that you took to start reimagining your life and putting yourself back together while also clearing the wreckage of the past?
Yeah, so most of the things that helped put me back together were going to be people that I will call angels in my life that just saw that I needed help, and they may have had the same experience and reached out a hand to me, because I honestly didn't know how to get better. I knew that I wanted to get better. But I started in rehab. I quit using everything because I needed a place to live. And if you used, you would get kicked out. So that basically forced me to sober up. And then once I was sober for about 2 years, I had got my associate's degree at a community college. And things were going really well. But then the post-traumatic stress, the symptoms, came back. So I would, over the next 8 years, I would say that I struggled with depression, anxiety, all those things that come along with post-traumatic stress. And I utilized therapy. I've been hospitalized twice for trying to commit suicide, and peer support, and then church. My spirituality is a big part of my recovery story, and also exercise. Those have been the things that I found that helped me the most.
So how is what is your life like today now that you're clean and sober?
So today my life is mostly wonderful. Like, I found out And it took me a lot of years to find out that not every day has to feel good. It's okay to have days that I feel bad and that I feel depressed and I feel sad over things. So now I learn a lot of tools for emotional wellness and just how to sit with bad feelings and maybe do a yoga class. If I'm having depressive thoughts one day, I train jiu-jitsu and lift weights a lot. So those are things that I'll be doing every day to keep myself well. I'm in my master's program now for organizational leadership, and I would I'm working towards creating a database of creative veterans resources for things like jiu-jitsu, music, art, fishing, whatever it is that a vet could be into that will give them purpose again. I would like to have a database that connects all those spaces and a place for vets to call so we can help them find purpose and kind of reimagine who they are and what their life looks like.
Okay, William, same question. What is your life like today?
Hectic. I've not been through anything near as much as Lexi has. You know, been through my share of hard times and getting beat down and everything, but just nothing near to her. I stay busy between kids, grandkids, publishing, trying to get words down and write my own works. And, you know, I'm mentoring, I don't know how many younger authors and trying to bring them up and help them to, you know, get their words down and get their stories told. And, you know, one thing that I found for myself that writing can be therapeutic. I mean, I can understand method actors. One of my novels that I wrote, Wildcat Foreclosure of a Dream, I put myself into this guy's mindset, and I sat there bawling my eyes out as I'm writing a couple of these scenes, and a few of them I can't go back and read anymore because it's just so traumatic. Some of the shit that he was going through and dealing with, you know, I put myself there so that I could feel it and I could relate it to the readers. And a lot of people said that it was raw enough that they felt that they've been there, done that. So,
you know, what about yourself? What is your life like?
So, I mean, things for me are, you know, they definitely stay busy between my own grad work, and I'm an instructor at the university as well, and then my company with Noble Instinct, and then building an outreach arm for vets. I definitely stay busy, but I love it. I definitely feel like a huge sense of fulfillment being able to do these things that I'm passionate about and that I love. Initially, when I was going to school, I really didn't care what my major was. All I wanted to do was get a degree so that I could just have that out of the way. And I really did figure I was going to just be career active duty. So the fact that I'm serving in guard and reserve components and pursuing art was something I just didn't even think was feasible. I never thought you could get a quote-unquote real job in the arts. And being able to have that has been just an incredible blessing. It's incredibly fulfilling. And I love working with vets and seeing the light that comes to their eyes when they make something and it, you know, that it dawns on them like, wow, that came from me. Like, I made that. So having the opportunity to work on these big projects that are allowing more people to have that feeling, to have these things, and art can be therapeutic. Art can just be something you enjoy. It can be community building. It can serve so many functions, and I just think it's underutilized, underappreciated, and misunderstood as far as what art can be. So for me, things are hectic, busy, but good and incredibly rewarding.
First of all, how do we find you? How can we support your mission?
So My mission is called, your call is very important to us. We have a private vets group on Facebook that you can join. If you are a vet and you need resources or help with your mental health or addiction journeys, or if you just want to contribute to the book or follow what the book is doing, you can join that group.
Okay, what's the name of the group?
Your call is very important to us.
Okay.
Or you can find me on Facebook under Alexis Cassidy or Instagram at Cassidy, C-A-S-I-D-A-Y.
Okay, so now last question. You know, we live in a crazy world. We're still living in a COVID world. So a lot of parents are driving Uber, DoorDash just to put food on the kids' table. So if I ask the average American to do something in 7 days, they're never going to get to it. But if I ask somebody that's listening right now to take an actionable step in the next 24 hours, they're more likely. So if there's somebody that's listening to this right now that is struggling with PTS, military sexual trauma, or even addiction, what is something they can do in the next 24 hours to get some help?
So I actually have a phone line that they can call. It's a burner line to my phone. And if any veteran reaches out to me, it is only a veteran line right now. If any veteran reaches out to me through text or call anytime, day or night, I will answer them and help them if they need someone to listen to them. Or if they need resources in their area, I will find those resources for them. And I can shoot that number over to you.
Yep, and I'll put it in the liner notes when it's ready.
Yes, and it's also called Your Call is Very Important to Us. So I'm hoping to have a call center one day. Right now it's just me answering phones, but I'm here if you need someone to talk to or if you need resources.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for hopping on today. This is going to go out in about 6 weeks, and I'll send you the links. But I'm so grateful, Eric, William, Alexis. I'm so grateful, and thank you so much for everything you're doing. And I think you guys are really starting to change lives.
Now, if anybody wants to submit to this project, look at 3ravenspublishing.com. There's an open call link in the top menu, and that'll give you the information in there for where to submit to. And I think we got Lexi's email up there for that. But you know, we're looking for poetry, we're looking for short stories, we're looking for pictures from your deployments or your time in, you know, stories about when you were in. Remember your OPSEC, but things that might help somebody else are just a story from the field that you want to tell from those times.
So if I wrote a book, would you guys want to use a chapter out of it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's very possible.
That would be amazing.
Okay. All right, yeah, guys. Well, thank you guys and have an amazing weekend and keep kicking ass and taking names.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Hey, guys. If you're enjoying our show, if you love what we're doing, if you would like to support us, we have a whole bunch of great stuff coming out. We have a brand new t-shirt line that's coming out. Hats, coffee mugs, any kind of swag that lets your friends know that you support Vertical Momentum and you're always looking to get better. Also, we have our new coffee brand coming out. It's called Vertical Momentum Coffee. It's ass-kicking coffee. And it will get you moving in the morning. So guys, if you're interested, go to www.richardkaufman.net. Check us out. Leave us a note. Tell us what you'd like, and we'll actually send it to you. The new website is being built. So if you guys want to, our book is out there on Amazon. It's called A Hero's Journey from Darkness to Light. Definitely check it out. It talks about my story, but it also talks about how to survive depression, how to survive addiction. All right, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for always supporting our mission, which is to save lives.
Thank you for joining us today. Please hit subscribe and share. please feel free to leave us a comment.